the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena.
By Allah's name we start. Salamu alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran, and we're going to speak about the month of Ramadan and Allah's satisfaction.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
We look at the calendar. Today, Sunday, is the 27th of the month of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Retreat Calendar, and the 7th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Let's bless this moment. We listen to chapter Ala Imran from the Holy Quran, verse 19.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وما اختلف الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم ومن يكفر بآيات الله فإن الله سريع الحساب.
Indeed, the religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. And those who were given the scripture did not differ except after knowledge had come to them, out of jealous animosity between themselves. And whoever disbelieves in the verses of Allah, then indeed, Allah is swift in taking account.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This spirit of religion is the very submission of Allah. Next to the statement of the unity of Allah, the Quran refers to the oneness of religion. Thus, the true religion with Allah is surrender, or the submission of the self of adherent to the will or command of Allah. The spirit of religion, in fact, in any time and period, is not anything but submission to divine will.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً وتدربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكراً يا.
The topic for today is the spiritual purpose of fasting. Closeness to Allah is one of the purposes. Ramadan isn't a month of fasting. It's a month of seeking closeness to Allah. Fasting is a means. Prayer is a means. Zakat is a means. Reciting the Holy Quran is a means. Taqwa is a means. Thankfulness is a means. Guidance and actions are means. The purpose is Allah. And Allah alone. Allah Most High tells us of this powerfully. All the actions of people are for them except for fasting. Fasting is for me, and it is I who reward it. Spiritually, the purpose of fasting is closeness to Allah. After the verses dealing with fasting and the month of Ramadan, Allah Most High makes this purpose clear. He says in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 186, "If my servants ask you about me, then I am indeed near. I answer the call of those who call upon me when they call. So let them heed my calls and let them truly believe in me in order that they become rightly guided."
Thank you.
Rahman Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum. We want to talk about the holy month of Ramadan and gaining Allah's satisfaction in this holy month. In the supplication of the 21st day of the holy month of Ramadan, it is stated, just as the doctor knows what is best for the patient, whatever it may be, Almighty Allah also gives us whatever is best for us. He gives more to some and less to others. And we should not protest if we develop the attitude that we are satisfied with whatever God gives us, then God will also be pleased with us. But if we harbor complaints in our hearts that Allah has given us less, it means that Allah is not pleased with us. We read, O Allah, make for me in it a guide to your pleasure. Do not make for Satan a way over me, and make paradise for me a home and a resting place, O fulfiller of the needs of the seekers. There must be blessings emanating from us to serve as guidance and direction for Allah to be pleased with us. So we need to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me a way so that you will be pleased with me. Now we have hadith that if you want to know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you or not, look at yourself. Say, if you are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if in the corner of your heart you say, why does someone else have it and I do not? Complaining that God has not given to us but has given to someone else indicates that you are not pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah is not pleased with you.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every pond.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain pouring all your love to every soul.
This is today's special on fasting and spiritual realization of divine oneness. In fasting, one experiences one's neediness to Allah, which opens one's heart to spiritual understanding. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, chapter 35, verse 15, O people, you are the ones absolutely in need of Allah, and Allah is the one free of all need, worthy of all praise. This neediness that one realizes when fasting opens one's heart to the absolute richness of Allah, His being absolute and absolutely free of the need for any other. This is at the very heart of true understanding of divine oneness. For the Quranic understanding of Allah, the one alone worthy of worship is that He is the rich, absolutely free of need of any other. And others are absolutely in poverty and indigence before Him. In short, Allah is the one free of any other, whom all are absolutely in need of.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد
تدعو إلى الدين القوي من الرشاد
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
ومضات.
This is today's special on maintaining nearness to Allah after the month of Ramadan. Now that Ramadan and Eid are behind us, many people find themselves feeling a void. All that worship in the month of Ramadan drew us nearer to our Lord. So how can we maintain that nearness now that Ramadan has come to a close? The purpose of Ramadan is not solely to control one's food intake. Rather, the purpose of Ramadan is to achieve taqwa. You can call it God consciousness. This basically means being conscious of our Creator enough that we eagerly do what He pleases and what is right, and we refrain from what displeases Him and what is wrong. If certain individuals come out of Ramadan the same way they entered it, then maybe they've missed the point. We ask Allah Almighty to guide us and show us the purest way of conduct in this life and reward us in the next, inshallah.
You are like a patient and Allah is like a doctor. The doctor comes to the hospital room and gives the food order to the kitchen manager. In one room, sometimes a patient sleeps and the doctor says, give this patient, for example, this kind of food, and the other patient the other kind of food. For example, soup is needed for this one and that food, for example, is needed for the other one. Now, the patient who the doctor has forbidden from eating does not argue with the doctor because he knows he will undergo surgery and should not eat that given food. All patients look at the doctor equally, and we should be the same before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as the doctor knows what is best for the patient, whatever it might be. Almighty Allah also gives us whatever is best for us. He gives more to some and less to others, and we should not protest. If we develop the attitude that we are satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be pleased with us. But if we harbor complaints in our hearts that Allah has given us less, it means that Allah is not pleased with us. In order to gain Allah's satisfaction, we need to be pleased with Allah. And if we pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered for us, then Allah will be pleased with us. Let's pray to gain Allah's satisfaction in this holy month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you very much for joining with this episode of today's special with an interesting topic, and that is the month of Ramadan and Allah's satisfaction. Inshallah, we continue this topic. May Allah bless all of you and have a nice time.
يا رزاق يا غفار يا قهار يا وهاب يا تواب يا رحيم يا عزيز يا سميع يا بصير يا لطيف يا خبير يا حليم يا حفيظ يا وكيل يا قوي يا متين.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
For sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In these beautiful days of month of Ramadan, days of blessings, days of special mercy, we are all special guests to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Almighty God Himself is the host, not the angels, not the prophets, not the awliya, not the great ones, not the scholars. No, Almighty God Himself is the host, and it's a big blessing, and you are the guest. So you're sitting right in front of Almighty God. You better be more attentive to godly values, to Quranic values and Quranic disvalues. A true mu'min is always going to care about the Quranic values, because we live based on rules and regulations. And always remember that our rules and regulations has roots in our values and disvalues. So what rule we make, what rule we love, we look into our world, what rules applies on upon us, it's all about what kind of roots we have, and where our values stays and lives, and who and from whom our values are going to come to us. So this is the point here. In the month of Ramadan, there's a beautiful hadith where Imam Raza salamu alayhi says, Imam Raza says, Man qara fi shahr Ramadan ayah min kitabillah azza wa jal kana kaman khatam al-Quran fi ghayrihi min ash-shuhur. If you recite one ayah in this beautiful month, in the month of Ramadan, it is equal to just like you recited the whole Quran in the other month of. Let's say if you recite in the month of Ramadan just Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and the reward you are going to be is going to be equal to like you have studied the whole Quran in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban, in the month of Jamadi al-Awwal, Jamadi al-Sani, I don't know, Muharram, Safar. In other months, when you recite the whole Quran, I mean, I always say reciting Quran in your own language, when you understand that. I'm not talking about the Arabic. Reading Arabic, there's a big sawab, there's a big reward. But when you understand, then this is the main sawab. Understanding Quran is their sawab, which is going to be like 1,000 times more than reciting Quran in Arabic. So if you recite Quran one time in Rajab, in Sha'ban, in Muharram, Safar, you're going to have a reward for this. But if you recite just one ayah in this month, just one ayah, you're going to have sawab of reciting whole Quran in other month. And this is the beauty of month. Why? Basically, this is a special offer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes you go to market and you say, oh, the market says that today is a special sale. The regular days you buy something for $20, $20, $30, $50, but today, which was for $50, today you're going to buy for $5. So you're happy. You say, okay, I'm going to save plenty of money. Right here, same thing. Allah says, if you recite Quran the regular days, okay, you are going to get like this much amount of rewards. But in the month of Ramadan, you are going to have 6,000 times more, because the Quran has 6,660 something verses in it. So when you recite one ayah in the month of Ramadan, you're going to get rewards almost 6,500 times more. It's a great blessing. This is not the normal thing. This is not the common thing. No, we don't receive such a blessing in the regular days. This is the special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who want to fast, and those who want to connect themselves with Quran, those who want to do good deeds, those who want to do ibadat, worship, caring of others in this special month, especially reciting Quran. May Allah give us tawfiq to recite Quran as much as possible in our own language with understanding, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear brothers and sisters from all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran in Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah and Ali Nasir with me. Assalamu alaikum brothers and welcome everyone. Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah sir, great.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine. Alright, inshallah, we will talk about Ayah 75 and Ayah 76 today. Surah Al-A'raf on page
160.
Surah Al-A'raf, page 160, Ayah 75 and Ayah 76. So, first and foremost, what if we listen to a recitation?
Yes.
Agree?
Yeah.
Let's listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه للذين استضعفوا لمن آمن منهم أتعلمون أن صالحا مرسل من ربه قالوا إنا بما أرسل به مؤمنون قال الذين استكبروا إنا بالذي آمنتم به كافرون
Very good. Nice recitation. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. So, I will read it once. Read these two verses once. And inshallah I will ask one of our brothers to recite it once. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. In the previous verses, Allah Almighty talked about Prophet Salih alayhi salam and his people, and this ayah also continues the story of Prophet Salih alayhi salam. قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه. The elite of his people, the people of Prophet Salih alayhi salam, who were arrogant. They said, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا To those who were abased. I mean, استكبروا, I mean, those people who were arrogant and they had power. They said to the people who were under their control, okay? Yeah?
Yes.
To the, like, normal people. لِمَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ To those among them who had faith. Those who were followers of Prophet. So it means the arrogant people told those who were the followers of Prophet Salih alayhi salam. أَتَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ صَالِحًا مُرْسَلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِ Do you know that Salih has been sent by his Lord? Then the people who believed in Prophet Salih alayhi salam, they said, قَالُوا They said, إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلَ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ Of course, we indeed believe in what he has been sent with. Then, the arrogant people, they said, قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا Those who were arrogant said, إِنَّا بِالَّذِي آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ We indeed disbelieve in what you have believed. Of course, you disbelieve because it's not for your benefit. Huh? Believing in him because he will stop you from doing crimes, he will stop you from being arrogant, yes?
Yes.
That's why you disbelieve. So, always in the communities and the societies, okay, there has been people who are arrogant, and since religion, okay, does not let people commit crime, does not let arrogant people live in the society, that's why those who are arrogant, they do not see religion for their benefit. That's why they stand against it. So there are a lot of other discussions on this. You can refer to the Tafasir books for more about these two verses. Inshallah, we will mention some of the tajweed points related to these verses and important to pay attention to. All right. So, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Brother Ali Nasser, can you please recite these ayah ones? قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا.
Yes. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه للذين استضعفوا لمن آمن منهم أتعلمون أن صالحا مرسل من ربه.
مرسل has another meaning. مرسل has another meaning. مرسل is someone who sends someone else or something. Mursal is someone who is sent. Okay, for example, Allah is Mursil. Mursal is prophets.
Yes.
Yeah, Prophet Salih is Mursal. Allah is Mursil. Allah sends him, he is sent.
Yes.
Alright?
Yeah.
Good. For example, you say, I eat food, food is eaten. Different, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. I mean passive sentences and active sentences. Yeah, you know in English grammar. So move on.
قَالُوا إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلَ بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ.
مؤمنون. مؤمنين has another meaning. مؤمنون, they both mean believers, okay? But in sentences, they have different positions. Okay, inna bima ursila bihi mu'minun. Mu'minun means we believe it comes. So you have to read it mu'minun.
Yep. Yes.
Come on, read it again. Qalu inna bima ursila bihi.
Qalu inna bima ursila bihi mu'minun.
أحسنتم.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
The next ayah as well. قال الذين استكبروا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الذين استكبروا إنا بالذي آمنتم به كافرون.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه. One point which is important here is the letter Nun Sakin. After the Nun Sakin, you have the letter Qaf. من قومه. What do you do with this Nun Sakin? We have four important rules about Nun Sakin.
Yeah, there's ikhfa.
Ikhfa, you hide the sound of nun. Good job. مِن قَوْمِهِ. Make sure you have heavy letter right after it. مِن قَوْمِهِ. Not مِن قَوْمِهِ, no. مِن قَوْمِهِ. لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِمَنْ آمَنَ. لِمَنْ آمَنَ, the rule? Huh?
لِمَنْ آمَنَ.
لِمَنْ آمَنَ. What rule is applied here? لِمَنْ آمَنَ. إِظْهَار.
Yes.
إِظْهَار. You clearly pronounce the sound of نون ساكن, but here you should pronounce it. لِمَنْ آمَنَ. Not, you don't hide. لِمَنْ آمَنَ. Don't hide. لِمَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ. مِنْهُمْ, the same. أَتَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ. Make sure نون ساكن and also sorry, Nun Mushaddad, and also sometimes Mim Mushaddad. Yes, you extend the sound.
Yeah,
with the صالحا مرسل من ربه. So the rule idgham is applied here. صالحا idgham, merge them. مرسل merge them. And من ربه also merge them. Am I right, Hussein?
Yes.
Yes? So what does that jim tell us, Hassan? You're so good at
yes.
teaching us the stopping signs.
Jim says that jims allow you to stop.
Allows us to stop. Good job. To make a pause. So, قَالُوا إِنَّا بِمَا. The mad are not wajib in these two words. Of course, they are jais, since the alif mad and hamza are in separate words, and waw mad also. أُرْسِلَ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. قال الذين استكبروا إنا بالذي آمنتم به. Two hiding sound. آمنتم, hide the sound of نون. تم به, hide the sound of
ميم.
That's all. That's all. Let's recite these two verses, and that will be all for this session. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Repeat after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه للذين استضعفوا لمن آمن منهم.
قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه للذين استضعفوا
لمن آمن منهم أتعلمون أن صالحا مرسل من ربه.
لمن آمن منهم أتعلمون أن صالحا مرسل من ربه.
قالوا إنا بما أرسل به مؤمنون.
قالوا إنا بما أرسل به مؤمنون.
قال الذين استكبروا إنا بالذي آمنتم به كافرون.
قال الذين استكبروا إنا بالذي آمنتم به كافرون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thanks for being with us in IRB English Radio. See you next session. Stay with us. And that's all from us for today. Assalamu alaikum. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for cooperations. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Mawlai, بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين ذنبي المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and with prayers I hold communion with you. It benumbs the pain of fear that torments me. Our listeners, dear brothers and sisters, our discussion is about dhikr and its effects. We said in the previous episodes that God has guided us, and we know that the spiritual life is true. We must not be indifferent to reaching the spiritual level of life through remembrance. We must bear in mind that the pure imams and the infallibles and pioneers in our religion have conveyed these things to us to draw our attention to them and to urge us to strive to acquire them. We must remind ourselves that these things do exist. We must try to remember the Almighty Allah. We must try to think, at least, that enjoyment is not confined to this material life. Enjoyment is not confined to eating and sleeping. Human perfection is far higher than animal enjoyments. This is what we understand by comparing the lives of the animals to the human beings. It is hoped that as we pray to always follow God, Islam and the Apostle and the Imams, we can also enjoy a spiritual life.
Ramadan,
The ocean of dua.
Anyway, dear listeners, our discussion was about dhikr and its effects. One of its effects, pointed by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, is the spiritual life of man. بِذِكْرِكَ عَاشَ قَلْبِي. The spiritual life of man needs specific nourishments, which is the remembrance of Allah. That's why Imam says, بِذِكْرِكَ عَاشَ قَلْبِي. Now, concerning dhikr and attention to God, people are of different types and can be classified accordingly. There is a group of people who not only fail to earn pleasure in remembering Allah, but it even engenders displeasure and aversion in their hearts. Regarding them, the Holy Quran states, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. When Allah is mentioned alone, shrink away the hearts of those who do not believe in hereafter. As to the second group of people, however, they remember Allah whenever they feel in need of Him, but they refer to Him to solve their serious problems that cannot be solved through any other usual means or cannot be solved at all. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When they board the ship, they invoke Allah, putting exclusive faith in Him. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. But when He delivers them to the land, behold, they ascribe partners to Him. They are being ungrateful for what we have given to them. But the third group of people is concerned with their fate on the day of resurrection. They want their sins to be forgiven. So they turn their attention to God to forgive their sins, to grant them blessings and rewards in hereafter. They focus their attention to God as they aspire for paradise, for heavenly palaces. In reality, they remember Allah to escape punishment and attain otherworldly blessings. This attention to God is desirable in its own right, as it shows the existence of their faith in God. However, this kind of remembrance to God is actually the attention of man first to his own needs and then the attention to God. If through other than God his needs can be met, he will have nothing to do with God. But the fourth group of people consists of those who feel that they need to remember Allah not to meet these personal needs, but they rather feel that without the remembrance of Allah, they are lost, and only through remembering Him they can find tranquility. In other words, to breathe the remembrance of Allah is indispensable for them, but not as a means to meet needs. In the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, they feel that by remembering Him, their hearts are enlivened, and without it, they feel they have dead hearts. The Holy Quran says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those who have faith and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Look, their hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance. Brothers and sisters, we are done with this part of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali during this holy month of Ramadan. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Your Jannah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't let me go.
astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers and Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Call of Islam page will welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. For today's discussion, we have invited Sheikh Rouhani and a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer questions related to Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Insha'Allah, 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 you'll find your way.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, according to the Shiite beliefs, the Shiite infallible Imams or Masumin were considered as the ocean of knowledge. We can say, and the Shiites believe that their Imams had this vast knowledge on different topics. Now, the main question is that why none of the infallible Shiite Imams had any innovation or invention, it's better to say, in their lives in order to facilitate the affairs of the people of their time, if they were that much knowledgeable of their own time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, first of all, we should know that when we talk about the knowledge of A'imma alayhim salatu wassalam, the divine knowledge of the prophets alayhim salatu wassalam, does it include all the different sciences, different fields of studies, particularly experimental kind of knowledge or empirical kind of knowledges? They all be also included in the knowledge of the prophets and imams? The answer is that it is not necessary for the imam or for the prophet to provide the people with these types of knowledge. The main objective of the mission of the prophets and imams are the guidance of the people into the right path. They're saving them from the hellfire and helping them to get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Helping them to become good people, the righteous people, the true believers, mu'mineen, and save them from the hellfire and send them to Jannah and guide them to the right path. This is the main objective of the revelation wahi and also the imamate, and ilm of the imam should be at the service of the people in this way. So we should look at the knowledge of the imam from this perspective, that can this knowledge of the prophets and imams guide the people to the right path, guide the people to the right way or not, save the people from the hell fire or not, help them to get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqarrub ila Allah or not. If it works in this field, then their knowledge and their science worked and there is no any problem with their sciences.
Yes.
This is the first point, that absolutely, of course, this hidayah, this divine guidance that are brought to us by the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, they did work, and if someone follow them, they will be saved from the hellfire and they will get the proximity to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the perfection. This is the first point. The second point is that even when it comes to these, let's say, experimental sciences, that we have a saying from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, that once imams asked the people that, please ask me your questions about, for example, let me say that he said that, I know the ways of the heaven, I know the knowledge of the heavens.
Yes.
More than the knowledge of what you have in about this worldly life or earth and world. And then you see that the people asked him very, let's say, strange kind of questions, very meaningless kind of questions. It shows that the people were not prepared, were not ready to receive this sort of knowledge from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam. Otherwise, Imam Ali salatu wasalam told them that Saluni qabla an tafqiduni.
Yes.
Ask me before I die, before you lose me. But of course, the people, because the people were illiterate, the people were not, let's say, fully knowledgeable people, that's why they did not refer to the Imam Alim for these sort of things. This is the first point. The second point is that among the students of Ahlul Bayt, among the students of Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Sadiq, we have great scientists, Jabir ibn Hayyan, and many other, let's say, scientists we have in the history, that they are the students of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam. They got this knowledge, and later their knowledge transmitted to the other generations of the scientists. Finally, it led to a kind of discoveries in the history, because these discoveries that are made by the scientists are not out of nothing.
Yes.
The knowledge that were transmitted to these scientists, to the previous generations of these scientists, it paved the ground for all these discoveries and improvement in different fields of studies.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
And the serious question is that, were really imams selected to solve the scientific problems of the people? There was Imam of Hidayah and the guidance for the people. It is as if the book of Quran is not the book to answer our scientific questions. It is a book of hidayah. I think imams, as the true followers of Prophet Muhammad and the Holy Quran, were also so, isn't it, Shaykh?
You know, we have two dimensions in our, let's say, existence. One is the immaterial aspect of our existence, and the other one is the material aspect of our existence. When it comes to the immaterial aspect, we need to a kind of heavenly and divinely kind of guidance and knowledge that should be given to us through wahi, revelation, and through the Ahlul Bayt Aimma alayhim salatu wasalam, which is a divinely kind of source of knowledge.
Yes.
So this knowledge is beyond our normal, or let's say, natural kind of knowledge and sciences. And when it comes to the material aspect, to the physical and bodily kind of aspect of our existence, whatever knowledge that we need in this respect, we can acquire it.
Okay.
We can attain it by our sensation, by our sensory knowledge, or sensory, let's say, faculties. And our aql, our intellect, is able to attain this knowledge, to achieve this knowledge. That's why Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us with all with the means that we need to attain this kind of knowledge, and he provided us with aql, with intellect, with mind, with brain, and he enabled us to